across the UK, across continental North America, and around the world on the internet by webcast and by podcast. My name is Howard Hughes, and this is a special edition of The Unexplained. I hope wherever you happen to be listening to this, it's a good time, and that if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, you're enjoying our summertime, which is pretty warm in London right now. And if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, well, you know that the sun is now moving your way, isn't it? After June the 21st, it all flips round. We have the longest day of the year here, and it's all going the other way now if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. Thank you very much for all of your communications. I have been hinting for a couple of months now about something very special that I've been involved in putting together. And I think I'm able to now give you full details of what that is. And I have to say that I'm very excited about it. It's something, you know, that I often talk about the fact that I don't get a lot in the way of holidays here. You know, in my days of working with Chris Tarrant on Capital Radio, I used to travel 60,000 miles every year when we take the show to exotic locations. I don't really get away unless it's work-connected. I might get the odd day by the sea. But this year, I can tell you, I am going on holiday. And the exciting part is, you can come with me. And it's all connected with The Unexplained. Earlier this year, I was phoned by a man who is involved in the management of TUI Marella Cruises. You know, very important, very large, sophisticated cruise line. And he wanted to put an idea to me. Now, a lot of people get in touch and they want to put ideas to me, and I always listen to them. So I listened to what he had to say, and he'd come up with the idea of putting on an unexplained themed cruise that will not only feature me talking about the unexplained, but crucially, a lot of the guests who over the years you've come to know so well, telling their stories, being there for you to meet, to ask all the questions you've always dreamt of asking them. And you can team that with the whole cruise experience, visiting wonderful places. And literally, it's an all-inclusive deal, having the flights and the food and the tips and the drinks looked after as part of the price, which I think is an astonishing deal. So, The Unexplained is going to sea. This October, October the 28th, it starts with Marella Cruises on the cruise ship Marella Explorer. We're going to start on the 28th of October in Corfu. Then the cruise ship will visit the islands of Malta, which is a wonderful place with incredible history if you've never been there. Mallorca, you can never go wrong with Mallorca. And then on to Valencia, Alicante, Almeria, and Cadiz in mainland Spain, and then finishing off in either Gran Canaria or Tenerife, two places that I've never been to in my life, and I've always wanted to. You can finish in either Gran Canaria or Tenerife. That depends on whether you pick a 10 or 11-day option. Now, we're going to have five of the best names of the unexplained. I've spent a long time getting these people, and I'm delighted to offer to you. They will be presenting for you, available to you to ask questions and be around, all of the things you've wanted to ask over the years. Nick Pope will be flying in specially from the US to do this. Nick Pope, former MOD UFO investigator, he will talk about his life in all of this, his time at the MOD and what he did there, and importantly, cases like Rendlesham Forest. It is, of course, the 75th anniversary of Roswell, so we will talk about that. And the very latest in ufology, the hearings that have been happening in Washington. This is a hugely important year for it all. Some people are saying that this might be the year that we actually get elusive disclosure. Nick Pope will be able to tell you all about that, and as I say, he's flying in specially to do this cruise with Marella on the ship Explorer, starting on October the 28th. So that's very exciting. My friend, Dr. David Whitehouse, former BBC Space and Science editor, now prolific author, will be with us, and he will be talking with you about subjects like his book, Space 2069, Looking at the Future of Space Travel. For my money, it is the best book of its kind out there right now, and has been selling enormously well. Plus his work on and knowledge of the Apollo space program and all the space programs, including the current Artemis program that's going to the moon. He's also got a new book looking scientifically and deeply about what we might call aliens or what they might be. I've got a pre-production copy of that book. it's going to be a very big seller, I think. It's out around the time the cruise launches in September, October this year. So that will coincide with his brand new book, which is very, very exciting, I think. So Dr. David Whitehouse will be with us. Alan Godfrey, he's been on this show a number of times, the West Yorkshire policeman, in his patrol car when he encountered a UFO above the car. I think he was going to explore, or rather investigate, some missing sheep near Todmorden on the Lancashire-Yorkshire border back then. And this thing appeared above his car. There is some missing time connected with this experience, and whatever it was, you might remember from the story, hovered above his car so low that if he'd been able to pick up a brick and throw it, it would have hit it. Assuming they didn't have some kind of force field to bounce it back to him. An astonishing and real story. You will know that Alan Godfrey paid a personal price in, at that time, these were different days, ridicule and all the rest of it. It didn't help his career, but he has an astonishing story to tell. He wrote a book about it, and the story has never changed. That's the one impressive thing about him. Every detail of the story. Plus, there are mysterious extras to this story. Like, for example, the discovery of a man called Adamski, whose body was discovered on the top of a coal tip in that area around the time that Alan Godfrey had the sighting. The body had apparently, it seems, been dropped from a height onto the tip, which, if you remember, coal tips are not exactly the most accessible places, so how would it get there? It had strange marks on it, and it's remained a mystery. That was all connected with it. So, this story so astonishing that Hollywood is now in the process of making a movie about this, which Alan is involved in. He will be there on the cruise for you to talk with, and he will tell you his amazing story. Alan hasn't had the best of health in recent years, but we're very much hoping that he will be able to join us and unfold that story to you and answer your questions. Next guest, Claire Broad, who is a friend of mine for many years, and I think is this country's most down-to-earth medium. This has been her whole life. She has encountered strange phenomena, the afterlife, if you want to call it that, as long as she's been on this earth. And she is able to talk about it and explain it and answer questions about it in the most natural way that I've ever heard. And I've heard and spoken with them all. She's also an author. You might have read one of her books recently that I think became a Sunday Times bestseller. So Claire Broad is going to be a wonderful person to have on board, and a hugely interesting one too. For Halloween night, because we're going to be at sea on October 31st, delighted to welcome Dr. Melvin J. Willin. He's probably the best known living researcher of the Enfield poltergeist case. He'll talk about the Enfield poltergeist tapes. You might have heard me some years ago interview the late Guy Lyon Playfair, the man who was the lead researcher in the Enfield poltergeist case. He died a few years ago. I went to see him at his home in Earl's Court, and around the walls of his living room, there were tapes, tapes upon tapes upon tapes recorded at that house during those strange events at Enfield. So he is going to be talking about that, plus his lifetime of paranormal research, and answering, as usual, of course, your questions, any that you might have. So I think it is an astonishing lineup. It's taken some putting together. We're talking Nick Pope, David Whitehouse, Alan Godfrey, Claire Broad, and Melvin J. Willin. All available to you. Plus, if you have any questions for me about my life on the radio, my experiences that might be termed unexplained, anything you want to know, then of course I will be there throughout. So it is Morella Cruises. The ship is the Explorer. And as I said at the beginning of this, it starts. You will be flown out as part of the deal to Corfu on the 28th of October, and then progressing to the islands of Malta and Mallorca, then mainland Spain, Valencia, Alicante, Almeria, and Cadiz, then Gran Canaria or Tenerife to finish, depending on whether you pick the 10-day or the 11-day option. I think it sounds really lovely. You know, these days, nothing much excites me, I've heard it all, but I'm excited by this. And a chance to meet you, finally, and a chance for you to be part of the unexplained. And get a fabulous holiday as well. All at a price that I think, and I've been looking around various websites, is pretty damn good. So, you will see more details if you go to my website, theunexplained.tv. There will be a booking link there and a link that you can click on and get more details about all of this. It is an enormously exciting thing. You will be flying from one of 8 UK airports, so there will be one close to you. You know, for example, Bristol or Leeds, Bradford, Glasgow. But there is a list of 8 airports, and all of them convenient to most of the UK, so you'll be able to get out easily. And from that point, really, everything is looked after. I really love the feeling of the all-inclusive deal. You know, the fact that you don't have to do any thinking. And, you know, most of us these days, these are hard and stressful times. And I know that a lot of you actually use the unexplained to think about something different from the run of news. And I often say that the stuff we talk about on the unexplained is going to be the news because a lot of it is, you know, in the future. So we're kind of there first. But I know how important the unexplained is for you and the role that it plays in a lot of lives. And obviously, as I'm doing it, it's tremendously important to me. It's been very consuming. But for me, it'll be nice to get away from London for a bit and to do something completely different. So I'm going to leave it with you. It starts 28th of October. It is the Morella Explorer. Check the ship out online. You will not, as they say, be disappointed. And check my website for further details. And before I do go, there's one very, very important thing to tell you. If you use the booking code UNEXPLAINED at the end when you're booking, then you will get a £50 exclusive discount per person for a couple. That's £100. Family of four, that makes £200 off. That's not to be missed. It is only for followers of The Unexplained, so please don't pass that code on to other people. It's for us here at The Unexplained, a £50 discount if you book using the code UNEXPLAINED, £50 per person, and if it's two of you, then it's £100, and you can do the maths from there. That's a great deal in anybody's book. I will see you on October the 28th.